Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government warned against liberalism on Christian values. Energy expert backs fuel price hike, cites industry losses. And at least 70 killed in capsize of migrant boat off West Africa, Gambia says. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Former Minister of National Guidance and Religious Affairs, Godfreda Sumaili, has called on government to demonstrate a stronger political will in safeguarding Christian morals and values in the country. Speaking when she featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, under the topic, The Moral Fabric of the Nation, Reverend Sumaili emphasized the need for closer collaboration between government and the church to ensure that Christian values are clearly promoted and protected. She expressed concern with what she described as government's liberal approach to morality issues as contributing to moral decay in the country. There is need for government to be more resolute in upholding Christian values by publicly denouncing vices such as sodomy, rape, sexual perversion, corruption, and other immoral practices, said Reverend Sumaili. She further warned that increased liberalism could expose the country to more spiritual attacks, undermining the moral and social fabric of the nation.
You know, they are liberal. They are liberal. They opened up. Yeah, it's in their constitution. They are liberal, and they work with other liberal organizations outside the country. So that is contrary to what I believe in. We need to have principles in life. It's sad to see people who jump from this place to that place just for money. No. Yeah, we have to have a heart.
The Bank of Zambia has commenced the issuance of the new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes under the Heritage Series, while simultaneously beginning the withdrawal of the old 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha denominations from circulation. Recently, the Bank of Zambia announced that starting 1st September 2025, it will begin the issuance of newly upgraded 50 kwacha and 100 kwacha banknotes. Bank of Zambia Assistant Director Communications, Besnard Mwanza, says the withdrawal of these old notes is being carried out in accordance with the provisions of Statutory Instrument No. 9 of 2025, issued by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msoko Twane. With this milestone, the central bank has completed the full rollout of the Heritage Series banknotes into circulation, said Ms. Mwanza in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today.
The bank has commenced the issuance of the new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes under the Heritage Series, while simultaneously beginning the withdrawal of the old 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha denominations from circulation. The withdrawal of these old notes is being carried out in accordance with the provisions of the Statutory Instrument No. 9 of 2025, issued by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msoko Twane.
Energy expert Johnstone Chikwanda has described the Energy Regulation Board's latest upward adjustment in fuel pump prices as a long overdue relief for an industry that has been bleeding from a string of continuous price reductions. Dr. Chikwanda says there has been a clear expectation within the petroleum sector for an upward adjustment as previous price cuts had resulted in significant financial losses for suppliers and retailers. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chikwanda said that the continuous price cuts left the industry bleeding with losses on stock at hand of kwacha. This development is a slight headroom for the petroleum industry, which has been grappling with challenges linked to frequent and sometimes unpredictable price shifts, said Dr. Chikwanda. He further noted that while the price increases might slightly ease the operational pressures on oil marketing companies, it is not expected to give a significant impact on the prices of general goods and commodities. Yesterday, ARB announced the pump price adjustments upward as part of its monthly fuel price review, with petrol moving from 28 kwacha to 29 kwacha, while diesel is now at 25 kwacha from 23 kwacha respectively.
There was an expectation from the industry for a fuel pump price upward adjustment. the continuous price cuts, which we saw over the past 3-4 months, left the industry bleeding with losses on stock at hand, which ran into millions of kwacha. At least this slightly upward adjustment will give the industry some slight headroom to maneuver.
Girls Brigade Zambia President Eunice Chirwa has called on girls across the country to embrace and enhance their skills through the various life-sustaining activities taught at Girls Brigade meetings. Ms. Chirwa made the call during the just-ended Lusaka Regional Rally held in Chongwe, which brought together over 1,000 girls aged between 4 and 19 from across the city. And speaking in an interview with RCV News, Ms. Chirwa emphasized the importance of such rallies in equipping young girls with practical skills that can support them in challenging economic times and contribute positively to their future livelihoods. These gatherings are not just about fellowship, they are platforms for empowerment, and girls are taught craft skills that can help them even when the economy is bad, said Ms. Chirwa. The rally, which featured a variety of competitions and team-building activities, highlighted the role of Girls Brigade in fostering personal development, discipline and confidence among young women in Zambia. Ms. Chirwa also commended the dedication of Girls Brigade officers who continue to mentor and inspire girls across the country. She further urged parents and guardians to support their children's involvement in such organizations, noting that early exposure to life skills can have lasting benefits.
The purpose for these rallies is to allow the girls aged 4 years to 19 years to strengthen their spiritual and physical aspect as well as their social aspect. In the spiritual aspect, we teach them the word of God. In the physical aspect, we encourage them to become physically fit. Then in the educational aspect, this is where we teach them the survival skills, how to do handcraft, how to do tailoring, how to do making. And for handcraft, to ensure that the girls just look around their surroundings and encourage them to use.
We now join Chela Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on the Mobile Radio Station. 1st of September, year 2025, currency update for you. And of course, the other bit where Brent crude is trading at $68.10 a barrel, international market, and 64.66 those flying jet. Gold lovers, 3471.46 an ounce. Double 920, good copper heading towards $10,000 a ton. And 15,500 a ton, that is nickel. The cocoa lovers, $7710 a ton, 1057, that is soya beans, Jama soya, 534. That is wheat, and 420 that is corn maize we need to export on that. And of course those stock markets info is actually Lusaka Stock Exchange on 24 172.6, and doing very well. And I've seen CEC shares and Airtel most expensive shares, I think, apart from DCCM or that. Dow Jones 45616 and London Stock Exchange 9208. 1.35 is the pound, 1.17 euro, 17.56 African rand. Jazz is a strong currency, rand 0.65 Aussie dollars, all going to New Zealand 1.1 against the dollar 7.13, that is Chinese one. And Japanese yen 147 and 88.2, those going into India. So where the kwacha is concerned, currency wise, the market rattled. Absa wanted to be noted, taking it very high, 23.96, but we got giants on the market, Zanaco, just brings it down, 23.87. So with the coverage of Standard Bank on 23.85, so the fear that was actually sort of coming up last year on a Friday, I think it's held up here. Because the other banks that have gone 90, but are holding it rather at 23.85. In short, kwacha on the limit of 23.70.85, but 24 could be okay. But I'm sure central bank in TBU this week, bond application this week, so it looks good for the kwacha. High likely, where it is the highest in Nigeria, lunch it. Bye bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa news, at least 70 people were killed when a boat carrying migrants capsized off the coast of West Africa, Gambia's Foreign Affairs Ministry said late on Friday, in one of the deadliest accidents in recent years along a popular migration route to Europe. Another 30 people are feared dead after the vessel believed to have departed from Gambia and carried mostly Gambian and Senegalese nationals sunk off the coast of Mauritania early on Wednesday, the ministry said in a statement. It was carrying an estimated 150 passengers.